welcome to today's Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. This week, we continue to showcase the world-class healthcare available to those of us here in Erie at UPMC Hammett. Today, we're very excited to be joined by Brian Durniok, president of UPMC Hammett. Thanks for being with us today, Brian.
That's my pleasure.
Brian, before we begin, I want to take a step back. Let's start with your career journey. Can you remind us how you started with UPMC and the path that led you to becoming president of UPMC Hammett?
Sure. So I really got started in healthcare in the mid-90s at what was then Horizon Hospital in Mercer County. And Horizon ultimately officially merged with UPMC in 2003. And so that really started my full-time introduction to UPMC as an official member of the team. And so had been part of UPMC in different roles, kind of a combination of both human resources as well as some operations for a number of years. And then around 2013, I believe, I came to Erie and transferred to Hammett and was in an HR and also some operations duties for a couple years. And then left here and went to UPMC Northwest down in Venango County as their operations person, and ultimately backfilled David Gibbons as president when David became full-time president at Hammett 2019. I also assumed responsibility for UPMC Chautauqua in Jamestown, New York. And then, I don't know, might have been 21 or 22. In that time frame, I was named the, in addition to being the president, I was also the regional chief operating officer for the pod that we're responsible for. And then ultimately, that positioned me to replace David Gibbons after his promotion.
Well, Brian, obviously your plate is very full. And once again, we do appreciate your time and doing these end of year reviews regarding UPMC Hammett and a look ahead to what's in the future. Brian, now you were named president a little over a year ago. How has this past year been for you? And can you share some of the challenges you've faced and the successes you've achieved?
Well, it's hard to believe it's already been a year. It's gone very quickly. Quite frankly. And, you know, I think probably the challenge that still exists or had existed that we've been contending with in healthcare is there have still been some ramifications from the pandemic. Staffing issues have continued to plague healthcare. The good news is we are getting on the end side of that challenge. But there were a lot of retirements that had occurred during the pandemic. There were also a number of staff who elected to go travel across the country. And so really, it exacerbated our turnover across healthcare. And so rather than our normal levels of attrition, a lot of us saw those numbers spike up. And at the same time, the pandemic restricted the number of students that were going into training programs. And so it was kind of the perfect storm of fewer candidates to hire and more holes to fill. The good news is with the help of our Hammett Health Foundation, we started a nursing program a couple years ago. That's paying off huge dividends as we continue to hire from that program. We will be hiring a number of students again who graduate, I think, on December 20th. And so the staffing challenges are in a much better situation than they were when I had initially assumed this position. So I'm very happy about that. And I think that was probably the number one challenge that not only Hammett, but all healthcare institutions were facing. As far as successes, our challenge is also our success. Is filling those jobs is certainly been very important for us. And so we're thrilled to do that. But, you know, some other things, we've recruited a number of talented physicians, everything from primary care. We have our first full-time transplant surgeon, Dr. Darmanian, who just started. And so that's going to give us the opportunity to elevate our transplant program. We've added an additional interventional or cardiac surgeon who does minimally invasive surgery that continues to expand our repertoire, what we can do. So, you know, we've added resources, and I think we've really positioned ourselves to take care of the community.
Brian, I find your position so intriguing. And that's mainly because that in addition to UPMC Hammett, you're also the current president, as you described, of UPMC Chautauqua and Northwest. That's a huge responsibility, it sounds like. How do you manage the leadership of three hospitals simultaneously?
Well, I am very fortunate to work with a lot of exceptionally talented leaders. So I see my role as strategic and hopefully communicating the priorities and vision and goals of the organization, and then providing my leadership team with the support so they can go and execute. The good news is all three institutions have a very strong and experienced vice president level, director level leaders who are able to take the ball and run with it. I think this would be a much more challenging situation if I was not in the position that I'm in. So I would say being smart enough to let the experts be the experts that they are and let them take care of business and not micromanage. And they know what they're here for. They're very good at what they do. So, you know, I think my job is really more to just provide that strategy, and they do a great job executing it.
Brian, our radio station has partnered with UPMC Hammett in doing this show for many years, and we've thoroughly enjoyed that partnership. We've interviewed so many outstanding team members from UPMC Hammett over the years. I believe from the outside looking in, your greatest asset is your amazing team. Can you comment on that?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that whatsoever. You know, the technology is great. We're fortunate to have great technology. But the reality is you're only as good as the people that you work with. And, you know, I think pro sports is a great analogy. And you'll watch coaches who are successful. And, you know, I think of the New England Patriots who recently were fantastic. And, you know, all the success that they had. And, you know, Bill Belichick was getting a lot of accolades. But at the end of the day, as those players retired or left the organization, the ability of the team to play at the same level changed. And so it's really not me. It's everybody else. And I think I had advice from years ago from my father who told me, surround yourself with the best people you can get. And when you do that, you'll be very successful. And I think that's the success of Hammett, is we have such a deep and high quality group of leaders.
Brian, beyond your fantastic team, what sets UPMC Hammett apart from other healthcare institutions in this region and even across Pennsylvania?
You know, looking in this region, first I would start with our trauma program. Hammett's the only trauma center between Buffalo and Pittsburgh. And so, you know, we are taking on a lot of challenges of, you know, everything from motor vehicle accidents to industrial accidents, to you name it. Those patients are coming here for emergency care, and that's happening every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So that would be one of the first things I point to. The acuity and the type of care that we give is higher. We're a certified stroke center. So we get those most challenging patients who have neurological situations. We offer transplant, which is, again, the only place that's doing that between here and Pittsburgh and in Buffalo. So, you know, I would say the sophistication of our services are very comprehensive, and I think it allows us to take care of the vast majority of patients who live in our region who have needs from basic care to very complex care. We have that ability, and we see that every day. We literally every year get thousands of patients transferred to us from outside the area. And in fact, if you look at our patient workload, 40% of our patients now are from outside of Erie County.
Wow. That is a startling figure. Brian, the UPMC Hammett School of Nursing is about to celebrate its fourth graduation. With the ongoing nursing shortage, how is this program helping to address that challenge?
The nursing program has probably been one of the most strategic moves that David Gibbons and Jim Donnelly, who was our chief nursing officer, committed to in recent years. It was a inspired idea to start this program. And being able to do it in such a short period of time with the help of our foundation, the issue we have is, you know, the patients keep coming, which is says something about their confidence in who we are. But you got to have the people to take care of them. And having the ability to train nurses and bring them on board allows us to continue to meet the needs of the community. We just would not have had the ability to recruit experienced nurses from our competition or necessarily rely on the local nursing schools. And there are some very good nursing schools at our local universities, but a lot of those students are from other areas and they want to go back home after they graduate from their programs. And so while we get a percentage of them, it certainly would not have filled our need. So growing our own and training them here locally, they're able to hit the ground very quickly. It shortens their orientation because they're already very familiar with how we do things. So it's allowed us to open our beds and create capacity for patients. Two, it's allowed us to reduce the expense of external agency nurses. And ultimately, what it's going to allow us to do is continue to grow the organization because the demand is there for our services. I only expect that we'll need to probably open additional inpatient beds in the future as the need for services continue to grow.
Brian, I do want to ask a follow-up question regarding recruitment. Now, we've seen UPMC Hammond welcome many new physicians in both primary care and specialty areas. Can you tell us more about these recruitment efforts?
Sure. So it's really a multi-pronged effort. Lynn Rupp, who's the president of our regional health services, our physician group, has a team of recruiters that works under her. They do a wonderful job of sourcing candidates. And we really do it two different ways. We're fortunate we have a number of residency programs at the hospital where we're training physicians. We have an orthopedic residency and a neurological residency and ENT and emergency room, and as well as some others. So that's a fantastic feeder program for us. And so it helps us recruit from that because, again, they're training on site. They're getting to know who we are as a community and our culture, and it makes it easy for a transition. So that serves us well. But the reality is there's certain jobs, certain physician specialties, and an example would be primary care. You just never stop recruiting. We have a large physician network, and there's always someone who's either thinking about retirement, maybe they want to slow down a little bit in their career. Maybe we're just growing and we need additional resources. So even if we're filled up and we think we have all of our spots filled today, we're still recruiting for tomorrow. It's something we don't stop just because we don't want to get caught shorthanded. So, you know, we will try to recruit locally for those. Again, LECOM generates a lot of talent, you know, so we will look to them. We'll look at anyone who has Erie County ties or regional ties as an opportunity. And then we also work with some national physician groups. So every one of these specialties, whether you're a neurologist or an orthopedic physician, they all have their own websites and different service line groups that they belong to. And so they have job boards that you can post your information on. So we really try to leave no stone unturned.
Brian, I know UPMC Hammett embraces innovation through technological advancements, cutting edge practices, and research to stay at the forefront of healthcare. What role do you see technology and AI playing in shaping its future?
Well, I think it's going to continue to help healthcare. I think, you know, technology allows us to care for people in a more exacting way, whether it's surgical robots or imaging technology, whatever it might be. There's other technology out there that continues to be pioneered that will allow us to more efficiently care for patients, provide interventional procedures in less invasive fashions, minimize the healing time, et cetera. All those things will continue. I think AI is going to be a great tool that will help us with diagnosis and providing information. So as you add information into medical records about all the symptoms and all the comorbidities a patient has, it will help provide us with possible ideas for what things we should continue to check for. It won't replace the human part of it. That certainly will still be the ultimate decision maker, but the ability to sort through vast amounts of information in an expedient fashion to arrive at an appropriate medical diagnosis will continue to get better and better. So I just think AI is going to help our practitioners take their game to the next level.
We're speaking with Brian Durniok, president of UPMC Hammett. Brian, I know this is an area that you take a lot of pride in. How does UPMC Hammett prioritize patient-centered care and the overall patient experience from admission to discharge? And can you share a story or example that illustrates this commitment to putting patients first?
Well, you know, we talk about patient-centered care. We talk about the patient experience, and I probably put it in an overly simplistic fashion, but you know, while our job is to make people well, it's also to make them feel cared for. And so I think we have an expectation, an obligation to not only meet the physical needs of our patients, but their emotional needs. And there are countless examples that we have that happen in this organization on literally a daily basis where a staff member will go above and beyond to make sure that a patient's needs are met, or a family member is looped into a situation and cared for. And, you know, it's just, honestly, it happens so routinely that it almost becomes commonplace. And I don't want to diminish it, but our team just does it every day. And, you know, I think one of the most prominent ones that's happened here, yeah, it's probably in the last year or so, was the gentleman who was in the half marathon or running event over at Prescott, who had a cardiac event, and several of our staff were there also in that event running, and obviously jumped in and helped care for this gentleman, and he ended up coming to the hospital and received care and had a great outcome. And, you know, those kind of stories happen all the time, whether it's on campus or off campus. And you just have a great team from that perspective.
Yes, you do. UPMC Hammett, Brian, as you know, has been involved in several community health initiatives. Can you share any recent examples or highlight areas where the hospital is making a significant impact in the community?
Well, I think the best one that comes to mind was the partnership we recently did with the Hammett Health Foundation in the RAM clinic that they had hosted. And this was a clinic that provided care to people who just typically either can't afford care or has, for whatever reasons, didn't seek out care. And so we offered a clinic that had everything from dental and eye and primary care. And we did physicals on patients, and they got eyeglasses made up on site. They had fillings happened. We literally had, I think, 300 plus people from the community who were able to participate in that. We were able to either address their needs immediately or in some cases had more significant issues, and we were able to get them connected with the next level of care with a specialty provider. So I think that was a great example of something we've done recently that's really, I think, has been impactful.
Let's take a look back once again to the pandemic quickly. Now, obviously, as I don't need to tell you, the pandemic reshaped healthcare worldwide. What lessons has UPMC Hammond learned from that experience, and how are you applying them to future preparedness?
Well, I guess, you know, the first thing, it sounds obvious, and I won't speak for UPMC Hammond, I'll speak for myself, in that I truly underestimated the impact that COVID would have. You know, I've been through, and there have been other situations worldwide where there have been some different medical issues that, you know, we've watched from afar to see if it would ultimately come to some type of a bigger situation, and hadn't. You know, COVID, I guess just in my lifetime, I never expected anything of this magnitude. So one, I guess we will all recognize that whether it's 2024 or beyond, I don't think we've moved beyond maybe some of these issues being global and as impactful. I misunderstood or just thought these were things of the past, and clearly I, you know, from my own personal position, I was wrong. So I wouldn't think that way again. I think we also recognized how fragile the supply chain is. You know, all of a sudden everything started getting hard to attain. And so I think as a big health system, UPMC has now made provisions so that we have access to, whether it's things as basic as gloves or gowns or you name it. We now have more inventory and access to those type of things. I think another lesson that we learned from the pandemic was that there are some medical professions where the pipeline is not as robust as it should be. There's always been nursing schools, but some of the other areas that we draw from that are important to our care delivery, I don't think we had enough programs, at least regionally. I can't speak for the United States, but there's some areas that I, you know, I think it highlighted we have to grow some of those programs, and we're trying to partner now, and we are partnering with local universities on solutions for that so that we always have enough talent in the future.
Brian, great segue you just gave me. Let's talk about the future for a moment. If I could ask you to pull out your crystal ball, where do you see UPMC Hammond in 5 to 10 years? What are the long-term goals you're most excited about?
Well, we continue to see healthcare morph from less inpatient care to more outpatient care. The technology and those type of things are allowing us to do more and more procedures on an outpatient basis. You know, years ago, if you had a knee replaced or, you know, some type of a joint replacement from an orthopedic perspective, you were in the hospital for a handful of days and receiving therapy, et cetera, et cetera. And more of those are now same day procedures. You come in and you have your knee replaced in the morning, you're home in the afternoon. I think we will continue to go that direction, and I think you'll continue to see more care being delivered, you know, on an outpatient basis. I think we will continue to see the growth of telemedicine. People like it. They like the convenience of it. I think we've shown during the pandemic that it works, and it's a good technique and technology. So I think that's going to continue to grow. And I just think we will continue to see a rapid innovation of those type of AI-assisted equipment and diagnoses. So it's going to be fast. The evolution continues to happen quickly. And I think, you know, while it's hard to predict, I think technology And I think artificial intelligence is going to really continue to improve the quality and outcomes in healthcare.
Brian, I know how busy you are, and I can't thank you enough for the time that you gave us today. It's always enjoyable, but always on Business Spotlight, we give our guests the final word. What message would you like to share with the Erie community as we close out 2024 and look forward to 2025 from a UPMC Hammett perspective?
The first thing I'd like to do is thank the Erie community for having confidence in our organization to receive their care at UPMC Hammett, from our physicians, from our hospitals, our cancer center, and so on. We appreciate their support. We appreciate their confidence in who we are. We are committed to continuing to add more services, add new technology, elevate who we are so that we can provide as much care as possible for the Erie community locally. We continue to work on growing our partnership with Children's Hospital. So we offer more children's and pediatric services in the Erie area. The addition of transplant, a full-time transplant surgeon, and so on. So, you know, we're not going to stay stagnant. We are going to continue to evolve and offer more things and take great care of the community. That's what we're here for. That's what we're committed to. And we just want to thank everyone for their trust and commitment in UPMC Hammett.
Thank you again to our special guest today, Brian Durniok, president of UPMC Hammett. If you'd like to learn more about UPMC Hammett and today's discussion, visit upmc.com. That's upmc.com. Join us next week at the same time for another great discussion on Money Radio WPSE's Business Spotlight.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, presents another episode of Barron Talks.